I want like a jelly filled munchkin. Like I want a little nutty maple munchkin.
I'm a
Bavarian munchkin right now. These are the things I want in my life.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.
This is the Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
I don't have anything to open with. Nothing's been prepared because I'm just so burnt out.
Dude, this was a shitty week for news. I feel like we need to start it with something. Let's start it with an acknowledgement of we're not doing a real deal this week.
Correct.
We're
going
to do a continuation from last week because I talked forever and it got too long.
Yeah, so. I explained it. And is just the fact that we usually record in one sitting a happy hour and real deal.
Yep.
Usually combined, we get about 2 hours or so, give or take a few minutes here and there.
We're bullshitting in between and after and stuff. But
yeah, and I cut it up. But for some reason, this episode, our final audio file was 3.5 hours long. And after I got a happy hour out of that, it was still over 2 hours long. And I'm like, fuck. I need to edit it. It's like just over 2 hours for the real deal. And I'm going. I'm trying my best. It came out a day late. But I was burnt out from work and then also trying to edit. I got through the Brandon telling his 20-minute story about his Korean job, his Korean dentist marketing job, which was an entertaining story. And it was one of those things like I couldn't, there was nothing to cut out of that to like, save for time. Like it needed to all be in there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
But I get to the end of that. Well, what you ended up doing, just a spoiler, a little behind the curtain shit, you go into that or you finish that and then just go straight into talking about like the next topic. Like you just don't acknowledge me at all. Like I don't say anything for almost a half hour.
Hey, I try and keep it rolling. Get us through this.
We barely learned anything about my job history. It was just you talking.
And you've had the more interesting job history, for what it's worth.
You just had the one job, but we had...
I had one very interesting job.
But I finished editing that part, started getting into the next portion, and I'm like, we're already at like 50-some minutes, and I haven't added the intro or an outro yet. So I just like, it's fucking 1 a.m. as I said. So I just like plug my mic in. I'm just going to add a caveat to this and cut it off. Because I didn't want to just end it there with nothing being said. It would have been kind of funny. It's like you finish that story. It's like, well, this was wasted information. I'm like, what? Why did it just end? I felt like I needed to add something.
That's fair.
And so this week, we're going to get the part two of that.
So, in the meantime, we're just here bullshitting around talking about this week's news.
Yeah.
This happy hour. No real topic, nothing to get to, so we're going to have fun. That being said, this week's news was shit, so we apologize in advance. There's a lot of shitty things that happened this week, so I want to start with something fun.
I'll give you some. Oral Roberts, the Cinderella story that no one knew about.
We covered that.
No, they...
Did they win again?
Yeah.
Oh, in the
Sweet 16.
Okay, they're still winning. Basketball's still a thing. Let's do it.
And I like how you search Oral Roberts. The university is not the first thing to come up in Google. It's just the actual just Oral Roberts.
You heard about what happened to Deshaun Watson? That's not good.
Nope.
Yeah, so Deshaun Watson is in some hot water. He currently has 16 separate sexual misconduct allegations against him.
It's quite a few.
It is quite a few.
About 16 more than you'd like.
Yep. He faces 16 civil lawsuits alleging sexual harassment and assault. Yeah, there is a... They're just rolling in. The 14th one was filed on Monday night. That would have been Monday... March 22nd, sorry.
One lawsuit, for instance, says Watson, quote, assaulted and harassed plaintiff by exposing himself to her and touching her with his penis. The massage therapist says the incident, which took place at a house in Los Angeles last July, occurred after Watson grabbed her hands and guided them towards his genitals before forcing them onto his penis.
Watson flipped over during his massage. His towel fell off and he allegedly moved his penis onto the plaintiff's hand. He had pre-ejaculation leaking out of his penis, which got onto the plaintiff's hand. And he said, quote, I hope you don't mind if we continue the massage like this. Oof.
Another lawsuit stemming from incidents that took place last summer alleges that during the massage sessions, Watson assaulted and harassed the plaintiff by grabbing plaintiff's buttocks and vagina, touching her with his penis, and trying to force her to perform oral sex on him. He really likes touching women with his penis.
Yeah, he shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't? No, not at all.
The NFL's like kind of responded. Like they were like, oh, that's bad. Don't do that. And are essentially waiting the outcome of these court. He's not the first one. And
not at all.
There's definitely an opportunity here for them to do more. Like they have the power to just be like, yo, if anyone even alleges this, you're gone. You're done until we prove otherwise. Like they're not the judicial system here. They don't have to be innocent until proven guilty. They're paying these people millions of dollars. I mean, they're not, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of them, these people are getting paid millions of dollars. And they feel like because of that, because they're a celebrity athlete, they can do whatever the fuck they want. And this is where these governing bodies need to really step up and just be like, yo, listen, zero tolerance for any of this shit. Like, if it comes out, you're done until we prove you didn't. I mean, otherwise, it's going to keep happening. Like, cause guys aren't going to stop being dicks.
I had something to go with that. I can't remember what it was. With the Me Too movement, Believe All Women movement, stuff like that.
Yep.
The first thing guys started saying was, well, what if a girl just gets angry and just out of spite says I harassed her, says I raped her, says I assaulted her.
I mean, that's where our judicial system comes into play.
Yeah. Because
you are innocent until proven guilty. Like,
but what I'm now, but in a sense, well,
our culture right now is the very much the opposite with current cancel culture.
But I'm talking like this was back in 2011, 2012, 2013, when we were in college, when that was starting to surface. Because there was one instance where like a frat guy was accused and he got expelled like immediately. The school just expelled him for the allegations. So that's when people started thinking like, oh, like you can ruin your life even if it's not even true. Like that's going to stick with you that there was a rape allegation. And in a sense, when I was younger, I kind of had that a bit of that mindset of like I was worried about that happening, worried about getting falsely accused. But I never did. Because I never got myself in a situation where that would happen.
I was going to say, for the most part, like, yeah, guys should be smart and not get yourself into that situation. I mean, you could play the reverse. You could say the opposite of that and be extreme. Like, if I was fucking sitting at home, this girl just didn't like me for whatever the reason is. I mean, she could just have a grudge at you for something you did in class. If it was in college or whatever, she could come at you and allege that shit. First of all, the number of women out there doing this are so insignificant.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Comparing the number of women that falsely accuse men compared to the number of men that actually assault women.
And we should say, so right now, Deshaun Watson's lawyer is saying that at least one of these women he's never had any contact with, and it's just attempted blackmail. So it's potentially, now this does happen with celebrities from time to time, where when multiple allegations come out, people do try and take advantage of that.
Yeah.
That like does happen.
Piling on, trying to just get a payday kind of thing. But when it's that many, it's like the same thing with the Cosby case. People were talking about clout chasing with it. When there's 34 allegations or 30 to 34, however many it was, and you're going to try to dismiss all of them. I don't think so. Like at that point, like You gotta like look at. You can't sit there and keep defending somebody.
Yeah, it's
remember so how we had a president who had that same situation, but nothing happened to him. That was weird. Fucking Grover Cleveland, what a jerk.
You know, speaking of Muppets, we'll get back on sexual misconduct in a second. But speaking of Muppets, they're introducing a new family of black Muppets on Sesame Street.
Okay.
It's cool. They are named... Wait, let me find it. Ah, there we go. Yeah, so they're named the Walkers. It's Wesley and Elijah. And they're the first, like, black humanoid Muppets. Like, there's been ethnically... black Muppet monsters before who like talk black, but these are the first ones that actually look like humans and have dark skin tone. Even the ones that talk black before were like purple and green and shit. So get your first black Muppets. Are you good?
I googled black Muppet and this guy showed up. I don't think that's the one.
That's not him.
That's Roosevelt Franklin.
Yes, he's purple as well. He's not black. No, but they're using them to talk about, like, apparently in the first episode, like, Elmo asks them, like, why their skin is brown. And they have this whole discussion about, like, it's just melanin. And, like, it doesn't, like, they get into this, like, scientific discussion about, like, melanin determines your skin color and your eye and hair color. And they're like, yep, it doesn't matter because we all look different, but we're the same. So good for them.
Yeah.
Good job, Muppets. That's really one of the only happy stories we got this week.
So here's my thing. Yes, they're the first black Muppets. But was Cousin Skeeter a Muppet?
He was blue, right?
No, you're thinking Skeeter Valentine from Doug.
Oh,
Cousin yes, Skeeter.
Who's Cousin Skeeter?
It was a show on SNICK, the like teenage Nickelodeon.
I don't know any of this. The words you're saying right now are foreign to me.
There was an actor... who I think went on to do something, like of like to act and other stuff. There you go, Cousin Skeeter, oh. Because the phone's always
Cousin
listening.
Cousin Skeeter looks very black. Okay, yeah.
Well, he was just a Robert Richard actor. His cousin Skeeter moves in, and his cousin is a Muppet.
All right.
I don't think he's not a Muppet, but he was a puppet.
He's not a Muppet. He's just a puppet. All right.
His voice by Bill Bellamy. And there was someone else, like a redheaded woman in the show. Her name is Twink Kaplan.
Wait, that was her name on the show?
That's her actual name is Twink Kaplan. She was in Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking 2, Clueless, Loser. Let's not get into this.
Apparently Skeeter's friends with multiple celebrities, including Michael Jordan, Queen Latifah, MC Light, Dennis Rodman. All right. I have no idea what this show is but I'm in.
It's about his cousin, and it's just teenagers doing teenager things, but one of them's a puppet.
I have no idea why he's a puppet.
It was on for 3 seasons.
Did they, like, play off the fact that he was a puppet?
I don't think so. I think he was just... Skeeter is a puppet whose life changed when he moved from Georgia to New York City to live with his cousin Bobby. He is a loudmouth, impulsive, and reckless ladies' man who spends each episode getting Bobby into trouble.
Is that because he's from Georgia or because he's a puppet? Like,
I don't know. He's not easily angry unless someone remarks on his extreme shortness, which causes him to fly into a rage. The fact that he's a puppet is never acknowledged on the series. So there we go.
All right, now we can move on from that.
Cousin Skeeter
back to sexual misconduct. We'll do these quick since there's so many of them. We'll do sports and sexual misconduct first. Apparently, some Croatian model was claiming that she was offered $70,000 to try to seduce and have sex with the tennis star Novak Djokovic.
For what?
Oh, it was straight up an attempt to like destroy his marriage and corrupt his career. Because he's the number one men's tennis player right now. So they're like, we're just going to go destroy this guy. So... someone apparently offered her $70,000 to try and seduce him and break up his marriage and blah, blah, blah. Which apparently there's this Instagram picture of this model. It looks so photoshopped. I'm going to send you the link.
Okay.
We'll post it in the thing so people can see this. God damn. It literally looks like they photoshopped her entire face and just put it on here. So apparently people are coming out now saying that she's making this up just to get some PR out of the whole thing. But allegedly, Jovac's whole marriage might be a sham. Who knows? In like 2017, John McEnroe called him out, said he had off-court issues with his family.
Oop.
He compared him to Tiger Woods, who had issues with his wife, or ex-wife, I should say, and who notoriously cheated on her. So who knows? But whether he's happy or not, this thing came out that someone was offering this model $70,000. Who knows if it's true? Djokovic's whole claim was he never knew any of this was happening. And yeah, he's pretty much just gone on and doing his thing. No one really cares.
Oh, speaking of nothing in particular, okay. I bought Tom's deodorant. The one that's like, oh, it's aluminum free. It's like, you know what that means? It doesn't fucking work. It fucking smells like cologne for an hour, and then your pits reek the rest of the day because it doesn't
use
have
shit.
Sweat protection.
The one thing I have, we can talk about this. So the one thing I have done, I've tried to detox from deodorant just a lot. I don't wear it nearly as much as I used to, like maybe once or twice a week.
Well, because you're home all the time.
We talked about this a little bit, but your body won't smell if it doesn't have to. I know that sounds weird, but like,
put that on a t-shirt. your body won't smell if it doesn't have to.
I mean, obviously when you're sweating and you're going through that, like you release like pheromones and scent, but a lot of that is the shit you're putting into your body as well is coming out when you're sweating. So if you're putting good stuff in, one, you get better things out. So if you just completely cut, I mean, it's hard. It's really hard to do when you have to go out and like work and be social and do things. But it was really easy to do during quarantine. If you just don't wear deodorant for like weeks, your body will adjust to that. One, I still fucking sweat a lot, but it doesn't always smell as bad. But what I've gotten used to is like, all right, if I'm home, one, you can shower, or two, just during the day, just wipe your pits. Like they, if you just wipe the smell off, it's not as bad. I do have deodorant I use. It's vegan.
Here's my question to that, though. I'm saying the whole idea of not wearing deodorant and your body adjusts. Mm-hmm. Is it your body adjusting or is it just you adjusting to the smell?
Probably a little bit of both.
And then your wife's just used to it too, so she adjusts. Mm-hmm. But then you go out in public and someone's like this fucking hippie over here smelling like shit.
But who am I out here to impress? I don't care. We're all 6 feet away from each other anyway.
If you can, that's your social distancing platforms. Like if you can smell my pits, you're too close.
You're too close. There are definitely days where it smells and I'm like, oof, I gotta go wipe down or put some deodorant on. I have friends from the Middle East and India who'll fucking tell you they don't wear deodorant. And it's for a reason, because that shit doesn't work when you're over there. When it's 110 degrees outside, immediately walk outside and just sweat through anything that's on your body. They're like, why do you think we wear so much cologne? And just, they're like, we're used to taking a shower twice a day at least and just redousing in cologne every time we go outside because we know we're going to smell. They just get used to it. And just everyone smells, so everyone's used to it. It's a natural thing. People are going to smell that way. Well, it's not natural because most of y'all put so much processed shit into your body. It makes it smell worse. But if we were all eating well, it would smell better. On that note, I'm going to skip over my next sexual harassment news story because I'm going to leave it up to you. I got two more topics. Do we talk about gun violence or Krispy Kreme donuts?
That's a hard one. I don't know what happened. What's up with Krispy? Is there something specific happened with Krispy Kreme?
So if you get vaccinated, take your card to Krispy Kreme, you get a free donut. That's all I got.
That was a fucking
dud. I told you. That's all dud. I had. You asked me what it was. If I would have said that earlier,
I couldn't be bothered to go to Krispy Kreme.
Get a free donut.
I don't want a free Krispy Kreme donut. They're not that expensive.
Yeah, apparently, it's what you do on social media.
There's way better donut places than Krispy Kreme.
There are.
Rise and Roll? If Rise and Roll, dude, fuck yeah.
Rise and Roll in South Bend, for sure.
There's a Rise and Roll down here, too.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's a couple. Actually, yeah.
But no, Rise and Roll is the best donut. The best, like,
started in Northern Indiana.
Standard donut.
There's a few down here. Oh, I'm not going to call them out by name because I have multiple and I don't want to pick favorites.
But no, but Krispy Kreme, just, I'm not a huge fan. I like many other donuts more than I like
just a plain glazed. If you're out there and you're hurting for a donut and you don't have a good donut place near you,
but you have a Krispy Kreme.
Should I would take Dunkin' over Krispy Kreme?
Oh, for sure. Even though Dunkin's aren't fresh, Dunkin's donuts are all frozen that they reheat.
That's true. I guess if we're talking just like a plain glazed donut, Krispy Kreme's the way to go. You gotta get it hot though.
But I don't want a plain glazed donut. I like many other styles of donuts much better than the plain.
What's your favorite donut? What you got?
Ooh. Punschke don't count.
No.
That's specific. And Punschke, any time other than Fat Tuesday, you just feel like a glutton. It's like, what am I eating? It's like if you drink a
powdered jelly donut.
Like if you drink a green beer like in August. It's like, what am I doing?
Oh god. There's a bar here that did what the hell did they call it? It was so good. Oh, they did a Saint Practice Day before Saint Patty's Day.
Oh.
So like the weekend before, it was just an excuse for them to throw another party and get half off green beer. It was a college bar.
But we're going favorite donut. Bavarian cream filled are really good.
Those are dope.
I'm a big fan. Apple fritter. Oh, there you go. If apple fritter counts, that's my favorite donut. I don't know how loose you're getting with donut. As loose the definition of donut. Eh. Apple fritter probably is the best, my favorite one. Like, is a bear claw a donut? I think it's categorized with donuts.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Or is it closer to a cheese Danish?
Yeah, like, I'd fuck with a cheese Danish.
Probably. That's too far removed from donut.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's fair. I do like a good, like, Bavarian cream.
Yeah, but regular. I don't like the white cream fill, like Long John's.
No.
It's too much. It's never a good cream filling. It's always just like chalky.
Like the Boston cream donuts. Like,
there you go.
Those are good.
The
chocolate icing.
I like the, like, when you're talking glazed, like the maple. Well, maple bar is fine. It's not the best donut.
They're too sweet. Like they always like I like the nuts.
If it was half as big.
Yeah. Either.
It like, doesn't I like have to
the
be nuts a bar. On top,
the little crunch.
What's the like the one twist ones?
Yo, why don't they make like donut bites in more flavors?
I was about to say, it's like they do.
Like donut holes. Like donut, you know what I'm saying?
Munchkins. Like make more flavor. Yeah, it's always just like a glazed donut.
Or like chocolate or like powdered or plain. Like I want like a jelly filled munchkin. Like I want a little nutty maple munchkin. I want
I'm
a Bavarian munchkin right now. These are the things I want in my life.
There's the cold open. I want a jelly. It's just going to be just silence. I want a jelly filled munchkin. Oh fuck! That is a good point. They don't have too many varieties of munchkins or donut holes. What other donut types are there though? I like a good just like a plain cake donut. Like when you get like
sprinkles,
the varieties.
No sprinkles.
No, when you're getting just like the variety, just like the plain cake donut. I know.
Ew, just like a plain, like no icing, no nothing.
Well, the cake ones, it's a different consistency. Like the type you would dunk in your coffee or dunk in milk.
Yeah. Ooh. Did you ever get the, like, was it like the Little Debbie, like the donut sticks?
Yes. Like
the like frosted little.
I've had those recently. Because they were.
I have not had those in so long.
They were in the vending machine at work. And I'm like, I haven't had these in so long.
I think both like Hostess and Little Debbie both had a version of them.
It's the same thing because nobody's because one's like, you can't make Twinkies. Twinkies are our thing. It's like, well, you can't make zebra cakes. That's our thing. It's like, what about donut sticks? I'm like, no one gives a fuck about donut sticks.
Dude, they're so good. Those are my favorite.
They're not my favorite.
Like all of the Little Debbie's stuff. Those were probably my favorite things.
Zebra cakes all day.
I'm not a white chocolate person. Like I don't. Doesn't it have white chocolate like icing?
I don't know. Kind of tastes like candle wax if you think about it too much.
Yeah.
But I like them. Throw them in the freezer for a little while. Get them a little cold, a little hard.
I mean, nothing compares with the cosmic brownie.
That is not food. That thing was awesome as a kid. And then you look as an adult, it's like, what is this? It looks like something you would have made in an easy bake oven. Like, it's so like dense for no reason.
The problem now is, like, as a kid, you were happy getting your package of cosmic brownies. Now as an adult, you're like, well, I need three more. This is not okay. That was two bites and I'm done.
But two bites is all you need, because it's like, that's too much. Like, you're chewing that for a couple minutes. It's so heavy and it's so little. Of all the snack cakes, that's the one that could cause the most damage if you threw it at someone.
They were pretty dense. I don't know. A donut stick could be pretty hard.
Nah. It's just the outside. They're crumble.
That's true.
Cosmic brownie is dense throughout. Dense. And you throw it at someone, fair. And that it'll like stick to them because it's made of like fucking putty.
And you had to have a little with the sprinkle, the little chocolate sprinkles. Not
that's all of them. Oh, this one's with nuts. That's not cosmic. Some nuts on top. It's just a brownie.
True. They're just like nut brownies. No one wants it.
What about an oatmeal cream pie?
I used to really like them. I did. I don't think I had any of those like snack cake things that I didn't like. Like even the strawberry Twinkies. I had the like coconut sprinkle things on them. Those were
good. Oh, the snowballs?
No, they were shaped like a Twinkie, but they were like strawberry cake.
Oh.
They were red, and then they had like coconut sprinkles on them. Snowballs also, though. They were probably my least favorite.
I don't think I've ever actually had a snowball.
Yeah, they were a lot.
Where do you stand ho-ho versus Swiss cake roll?
Ooh, probably ho-ho.
Tell you why you're wrong.
Like, I like the Swiss cake, the frosting on the Swiss cake roll always weirded me out because it would like fall off.
Yeah, it would like peel off on like the little cardboard thing. And then you have like this naked cake roll. But the ho-ho, you only got one. Swiss cake roll, you always get two. But then that's where you get like no, Swiss cake rolls are like the same size as one ho-ho, but you get two of them. So it's like two ho-hos. Yeah.
They were tiny. They were like Twinkie size.
Do you know how big a Twinkie is? They weren't that big.
Yeah, they were. What? They weren't as big as a Twinkie.
No, they're smaller than a Twinkie.
They were a little bit smaller, but two of them had to fit in one package.
It was like a square. Like, you got less of them in the box, like, but you got packs of two. But one Swiss cake roll is the same size as one ho-ho, but a ho-ho is individually wrapped.
Do you know how big a ho-ho is?
It's a one Swiss cake roll. It's the same thing.
Oh, that is... I'm trying to remember. Who made those? Little Debbie?
Yes.
Because Hostess was...
Right here, the first image of ho-ho versus Swiss cake roll.
They're just Swiss rolls, by the way.
It's a Swiss cake roll. See? Look.
Dude. Oh,
in this imaging, it looks like
the strawberry shortcake rolls were delicious.
Yes.
I forgot about those.
But the Swiss cake roll is like much smoother looking chocolate. That's why I feel like it peeled off easy. Fuck's a yodel.
Zebra cake rolls. I forgot about them.
What about ding dongs, though? That's another one you stick in the freezer.
I just Googled ding dong. I'm afraid of what we get. Isn't that just a ho ho without the.
It's in the shape of a hockey puck. No, it's a cake.
What the fuck's a ho ho?
A ho ho is a Swiss cake roll, but Hostess, a ding dong is a hockey puck of cake with cream in the middle.
Fuck. Oh, okay. Listen. Okay. Sorry. I am wrong. I was arguing. Completely wrong. Yodels are the same thing, apparently. What's the one with the swirl on top?
A cupcake? What's
the ding-dong with the swirl on top?
It's a cupcake. Is that all they're called? The little, like, the one where the shark bites the fat lady in the swimsuit sitting in an inner tube? That's a cupcake.
Yes. It's just the Hostess cupcake?
Yeah, and everyone makes one because you can't trademark the word cupcake. So everyone's got a version of it. None of them are as good as the Hostess ones. Especially the gold cake ones, like the gold cupcakes, those hit different.
So the ding dong is the fully chocolatized cupcake, essentially.
No. Well, it doesn't have the top on it. It doesn't have the frosted top.
It doesn't have the swirl, but it has chocolate all the way around it.
Yeah. But then also with a cupcake, like the frosting on the top doesn't seem.
I forgot about ring dings. Sorry.
But the frosting on top of the frosting on top of a cupcake always had like a glint to it, like kind of like a sheen.
Yes.
Like you're like, this probably shouldn't be eaten, but I'm a kid. I'm going to eat it anyways. Cause I'm told it's chocolate. I don't know what a ring ding is.
It's a ding dong.
Oh, by Drake's. Ring dings and ding dongs.
But Drake's is by Hostess.
Yeah.
So I think they discontinued one of them because they discontinued ring dings. Oh, Zingers. Those were the ones. They weren't strawberry. They were raspberry. I'm sorry.
Oh, Zingers are shit.
Those are the ones with the coconut on them. They're delicious.
Oh, I'm thinking
raspberry Zingers.
I'm thinking of a different Zinger. Yeah, raspberry Zingers.
They're raspberry Twinkies with coconut sprinkles.
No, but if you look up just iced vanilla Zingers or just regular Zingers, it's just a Twinkie with Donald Trump's hair.
So apparently.
Did you see the picture of it? No. Exactly what it
apparently is. Apparently, Zingers are a larger brand of like, because there's also the Devil's Food Zingers. I forgot about those. Those are also delicious. I kind of really want snack cakes now, but I know none of these are vegan. And I'm not.
Ooh, there's a good at the end of the episode with the opening story with all the snack cake talk. I have a weird like mental affliction that every time I see a snack cake, I want to smash it. I don't know why. Yeah. I know it doesn't feel good knowing that it makes someone feel bad. And that's why I don't do it. Because like if I do, it's like going to be upset that I smash a snack cake. But anytime I see somebody has a cupcake, somebody has a yodel, somebody has a ding dong zinger, whatever, I see it. And my gut reaction is go and squish it. Like, I don't know why, but it brings me joy to just think about squishing a snack cake.
Did someone squish your ding dong when you were a kid? Wait, don't.
We're getting a lot of sound.
I was trying to come up with a better one. They all sound like even if I was like, did someone squish your Twinkie? Did someone squish your yodel? Like they all sound like I'm just referring to your penis, and I'm not.
Would you pick the worst one?
You were just talking about them.
I said several of them. Because did someone squish your zinger?
Not much better.
It's. You use the only one that's an actual euphemism for a penis. Did someone squish your ding? To answer your question, no. However, I did once punch a guy's bologna sandwich. And that was very funny.
I sent you a video this week of someone smashing a cupcake on their car.
Did you?
Anyway.
I sent that to you.
For sure I sent it to you.
No, it was the car's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, you sent it to me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I forget and I'll send you the same thing back.
But anyway, I punched a guy's sandwich because it was one of those things in high school where I wouldn't say introverted. I was definitely less confident than I am now. I was smaller than I am now, but I was very unassuming. I was not like any kind of physical presence at all. But at the lunch table, I just got there. I saw two of my friends playing keep away with this guy's snack cake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And once I got there, I just sat down as this was happening and it got tossed to me because it just happened to slide to me. I wasn't playing keep away. It just slid in front of me. I didn't even touch it. And then he snatched it. And in his mindset, I'm thinking he's like, I can't do anything to either of these guys because they'd beat me up if I lashed out at them. So I'm going to take my anger out on Jimmy because it's Jim. He's unassuming. So he snatched a snack cake away from me and then smacked me in the back of the head. I was like, I wasn't even playing keep away with it. But being that he smacked me in the back of the head, tit for tat, I look at him and then he just got his bologna sandwich there and I just fucking hammer fist just punched the shit out of his sandwich. Like, what the fuck you hit me for? And then he just had to sit there like, oh, it's like, I deserved that. But then, so he had to eat a bologna sandwich with like an imprint of my fist in it. I don't know what that has to do with this. Well, it had a snack cake in it and then squishing, but I don't know why. It's just really funny in my brain, like my gut reaction. No matter, I can't stop it. I see a snack cake and my brain goes, squish it, squish it, squish it. But I always fight the urge. But it's still in my mind for a second. Be like, it'd be kind of funny though to go and squish. I'll pretend to do it. It's like pretending to knock food out of people's hands, but not doing it.
But then they react and like try not to get you doing. They just throw their food anyway.
Well, there was. I won't mess with anyone's food if they paid for it or if they can't get more. If it's something like a free buffet type thing, and someone said something stupid, like someone talked shit. Just knock it out of their hand. It's like, go get another one. I don't give a fuck. I had Domino's when I worked there. I was talking to like the manager or whatever, and this guy comes up. We were friends, but we always like talk shit to each other. I remember specifically, he had a slice of cheese pizza with mango habanero sauce he squeezed on it. And he said, in the middle of just me and like the manager talking, like shooting the shit, he comes over, he's like, nobody gives a fuck, Jimmy. Why are you talking? So he's turning and I just smack the slice of pizza out of his hand. But then he tried to catch it, but then ended up smearing the mango habanero sauce all over his brand new Domino's jacket, like windbreaker he got that day. It just got a stain. And then he dropped it, and then he chased me around the store trying to smack me with the slice of pizza. And it went on for a minute before the boss went. I was like, guys, stop. One more sentiment just on that note while I got the momentum going before we go. That boss taught me a really good life lesson. He was an eccentric dude. He was pretty crazy. Yeah. He had some crazy stories of his past and stuff. He went to Riley, actually. He was before we were there by a few years, but he was in the old sinking Riley.
Okay.
But he was kind of a crazy dude. He could easily get on someone's bad side sort of thing, or people easily not like him. And he didn't like a lot of the people. Like, he'd get annoyed with people really quick. But me and another driver, we always showed up. We did our job and we had like similar sense of humor. So he liked us. We were all really cool. But then we'd see from the outside looking in, like, oh my God, he's such a dick. Like, I fucking hate him. He's the worst boss ever. It's like, I mean, as long as you do your job right, no reason for him to hate you.
Yeah.
But he told me early on, he's like, Jimmy, being a man, like being a general manager of sort, being a boss, you're going to be the bad guy of somebody's story. Like, you're always going to be somebody's villain of their story. And you could either try to be everyone's friend, try to avoid that, or you can just fucking live with it. Just lean into it. Where not so much like be the villain on purpose. Like, just don't give a fuck. It's like, yeah, you're going to be, especially being a boss, like you have to fire people. Somebody's going to be like, oh, he fired me because he's a piece of shit or he's a dick. Like, you're going to be the bad guy in somebody's eyes. And the sooner you don't let that affect you, the sooner you can move on with your shit and be able to be effective at your job. We went on a lot of weird twists and turns there.
But we ended in jobs, and that's what we'll be talking about in this week's
deal.
So, with that,
this has been Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
Brandon.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.